This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. In the latest developments of the murder trial of Alex Murdaugh, the disgraced lawyer was pressed by prosecutor Creighton Waters about the video that depicts him with his wife and son at their dog kennel shortly before they were murdered. Waters grilled Murdaugh about why his story of the kennel visit changed leading up to the trial. Take a listen.
Where do you go at that point?
I take the chicken from Bubba.
All right. So you get up?
Well, I mean, Bubba's, you know, Bubba's come out there with this chicken. I mean, he's showing us, hey, I caught this chicken. Mm-hmm. And I take the chicken from Bubba.
So Bubba came up to the golf cart?
He came up by the golf cart. He came up to Maggie and I, which I was on the golf cart. She's by the golf cart. I mean, he's not coming to the golf cart, but he's coming to us.
Is this during the kennel video or is this after the kennel video?
Well, no, you hear Maggie say he's got a chicken. Okay. That's what she's talking about is Bubba caught a chicken.
All right. All right. So is the kennel video still going on before you go get the chicken? I mean, you've heard it, correct? You've heard it in this courtroom.
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly, but in close timing to Bubba coming out of those woods with the chicken, mm-hmm. I got up and took the chicken from him.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Were the dogs barking and carrying on or going out into the woods or acting like they sensed somebody was around that they didn't know?
Were the dogs acting like there was somebody around that they didn't know?
Yeah, like dogs do.
No.
No, they weren't.
There was nobody around that the dogs didn't know.
Okay. Dogs didn't, to your indication, sense anything out of the ordinary. They were just chasing after the guinea.
There was nobody else around.
All right, good.
For them to sense.
You've heard the kennel video. Would you agree with me that it lasts for about 50 seconds?
I agree with that.
So it would have ended around 8:45 and 45 seconds. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Did you have the chicken out of Bubba's mouth at the end of the kennel video, or did it take longer than that?
You know, I can't remember exactly when in the video he came up with the chicken, but I would have had the chicken out of his mouth within 10, 15 seconds of Maggie saying he's got a chicken.
All right. And so then what did you do?
I put the chicken up.
All right. How long did that take? Did you get out of the golf cart to do that?
I did.
All right. And you had to go walk to where it was?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a few feet, but I did that, yes.
All right. So how long did that take?
Seconds. Then
we're at 8:46 now. How long did that take?
Seconds.
Just seconds? All right. And what did you do after that?
Got back on the golf cart.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do after that?
I left.
You left.
Now,
just did jumped I on the golf cart and left.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. Did I get on the golf cart and leave that second? Probably not. But did I get on the golf cart and leave very quickly after that? I did.
Okay, yeah, I think you testified yesterday. I got out of there.
I did.
Why'd you get out of there so quick, Mr. Murdaugh?
Because it was chaotic, it was hot, and I was getting ready to do exactly what I didn't want to do.
You're getting ready to do what you didn't want to do.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to sweat. I was getting ready to work. I went back to the air conditioner.
So did you say goodbye, according to your new story?
Did I say goodbye?
Yeah. Did you talk to them at all, or did you just get the chicken, put it on there, jump on there, and take off?
I wouldn't have just gone off. I mean, I would have said, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Did I say goodbye or bye?
And again, go ahead.
I mean, there would have been some, you know, there would have been some exchange. I'm not staying here.
Well, what was that exchange? I mean, you've had such a photographic memory about these new stories. What happened here?
I can't tell you the exact words.
You don't remember your conversation after you put that chicken up? Did y'all talk about the chicken?
No, I don't think we did.
Did you talk with Paul about Cash's tail?
After the chicken?
Yeah.
No, I know I didn't do that.
Did you tell Maggie I'm going to go check on him?
At that point, no, I don't.
Did you tell Maggie, oh, it's hot out here. Think I'll go back?
I certainly would have said something to that effect.
All right. So, unlike everything else with the new story, you just can't recall what that would have been.
Well, you're making that categorization. I think there's other things about that I can't remember. But if the question is, can I remember exactly what words I used when I gave Maggie some salutation when I'm leaving, I can't tell you what those were.
All right.
But it would have been something to the effect of, I'm leaving.
All right. Okay. Well, you would concede that there was at least some conversation, that you wouldn't have just put the chicken on there and ran back to the golf cart and taken off.
Correct? Without talking to Maggie, I would have never done that.
All right. So, you want to say a minute? Does that sound about right?
A minute for what?
To have just whatever interaction it took for you to then, according to your new story, drive back to.
No, sir. It wouldn't have taken me a minute. It would have been, I'm leaving. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay. So 30 seconds?
I don't think it would have taken 30 seconds, but, I mean, I'm fine with you using whatever time you want to apply.
Well,
but I don't think
I'm just asking about real life here and how people interact with one another, Mr. Murdoch. I mean, so what you're telling this jury, you're fuzzy on these kind of details, is that you jetted down there, you dealt with the chicken, and jetted right back.
No, sir. No, sir. I didn't jet down there and I didn't jet back. I got up after Maggie asked me to leave, after Maggie asked me to go with her, and I didn't. I got up. I went and got on a golf cart. Mm-hmm. I drove down there. I did what I did. I said, I'm leaving, or something to those words, mm-hmm. and I went back.
All right. Well, if it's about 8:46, if the kennel video ends at 8:45 and 45 seconds, and it's about 8:46, we at least concede that maybe it was about a minute before you got on that golf cart and headed back. Just reasonable real life.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was that long, but maybe, sure.
All right, so.
But I don't think it was that long. I mean, exactly what I thought was going to be going on at that kennel, why I didn't want to go there to begin with, is exactly what was going on.
Yeah, well, I get that.
And I left.
Are these also convenient facts in your new story that have to fit with the timeline now that evidence has been thrown in your face?
No, sir.
Does that sound like real life to you, that you jet down there and jet back, Mr. Murdoch?
Mr. Waters, as I just told you, I didn't get on my golf cart and jet down there. I didn't jet back.
The reason why you have to be so fuzzy about these details.
Mr. Waters, hang on.
Just answer before another question is presented.
Yes, sir.
I'm answering your question.
Just a moment. Are you responding to the last question?
Yes, sir. I'm responding to your question, and you're using words that I'm not using. And that's your categorization.
Do you agree I'm entitled to ask my questions to you, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm going to answer them. All I'm saying is I'm taking issue with the manner in which you're changing what I'm saying.
So you disagree this is a new story? You disagree with that characterization?
Yes. This is the first time that this is being told openly.
And you disagree to my characterization that you've got a photographic memory about the details that have to fit now that you know these facts, but you're fuzzy on the other stuff that complicates that. You disagree with that?
I do disagree with that. I think that I have a good memory about a lot of things on this.
How about this? We got the Kimmel video ending at 8:45:45. So just to take care of the chicken, put it up. I was going to say 8:47, but somewhere around there. I think you said somewhere around there. Is that fair? Just to do whatever you need to do and get on that cart before you head back.
The kennel video ended at 8:45?
In 45 seconds.
8:46. It certainly could have been 8:47 before I left out of there.
Okay.
I think it was sooner than that, but it could have been.
All right. That's 60 seconds and 75 seconds, correct? After it ends.
If it ends at 8:45 and 45 seconds, it's a minute and 15 seconds.
And you characterized it yesterday as I got out of there, right?
That is exactly what I did.
Right. So if we're at 8:47, I think you said, giving you the benefit of the doubt, it's 2 minutes to get up back to the house, correct?
Approximately.
All right. And when you got back to the house, where'd you park the golf cart?
Same place I'd gotten it from, right where Mark Ball testified that it was.
All right. And what door did you go in?
I would have gone in the front door.
And if you left around 8:47 and it took about 2 minutes to get up to the house, what time would that make it, Mr. Murdoch?
If I left at 8:47 and if it took me 2 minutes, that would make it 8:49.
8:49. You testified you went inside and the TV's on, right?
I did go inside and the TV was on.
Okay. And you laid down, is that right?
I did.
All right. Before you said you'd been napping for an hour or so, or napping that entire time, but now you laid down on the couch?
That's correct.
All right. And maybe dozed for a second?
Maybe.
According to your news story? How long did you doze?
If I dozed, extremely short time.
Extremely short time? Because you would agree with me that at 9:02, you're up and moving, according to the data.
I agree that according to that data, my phone's recording steps at whatever time it is, 9:02 something.
How long did it take you, if you're at the house at 8:49, how long before you went late on the couch?
I would have gone straight to the couch, probably. I may have gone by the sink, or I may have gotten a spit cup, but it would have been basically straight to the couch.
Straight to the couch?
Yes, sir.
And you're telling this jury that that's what happened, and you were back at the house at 8:49, and you lay down on the couch and dozed for a second, and then you were up with more steps in a shorter time period than you had done all day.
Well, I mean, your number is 8:49. What I'm telling this jury is that I went down there, and when I took that chicken from Bubba, I would have said something to Mags. I got back on that golf cart, and I drove back to my house. After getting back to my house, I went inside, and in short order, I went to the couch. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling this jury.
Did you go anywhere else in the house?
Mr. Waters, I can't tell you specifically about that. I don't think so, but I may have.
Did you have that tan blackout and a 12-gauge shotgun on that golf cart when you drove down there?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you see them when you were down there?
No.
No. So we got you back around 8:49, and you're leaving at 9:02, correct? And you didn't see any weapons down there. You just happened to be back there. You didn't hear anything at all. Did you hear anything at all, Mr. Murdoch, during that time period?
No, I did not.
You didn't? Didn't you tell law enforcement that you thought you heard them pull up? Didn't you tell law enforcement that?
I did think they had pulled up.
All right, so that was that. You did think that?
Yes.
All right, so now you're saying there was a car pulling up?
No.
You didn't testify to that yesterday, did you, in your new version of events?
No, I don't. Mr. Waters, I don't believe there was a car pulling up.
Okay. But that's what you told law enforcement, didn't you?
No, I told law enforcement that I thought they had pulled up.
Okay. All right. But you're saying you couldn't hear blackout shots, supposedly, but you could hear that, correct?
I didn't say I couldn't hear blackout shots, but I'm saying that I thought when I got up from taking a nap, if I took a nap, but when I got up from laying down, as I was getting ready to go to my mom's, there was a point in time where I thought Maggie and Paul had come back.
You also told them that you thought you heard a wildcat, but maybe it was a person or something like that as well?
No, that's not what I said.
What did you say then?
I said when I went outside that there's a house cat that's gone wild. And he hangs around. He goes from hanging around the shop, goes from hanging around the house, different times. You might, and there'd be times you don't see him. And he had been around the house. Mm-hmm. And when I went outside, I believe that cat was over there.
Okay. But, and you made a point of mentioning that to law enforcement.
I never thought it was a person.
All right. But you made a point of mentioning that to law enforcement, correct?
In the course of discussing it, I did tell them that.
But you never told them all this new story that you've constructed in light of this trial. Is that correct?
I did not tell them that I went to the kennel. I lied about that.
And at the same time, you also looked at this jury and tried to tell them that you had been cooperative in this investigation.
Other than lying to them about going to the kennel, I was cooperative in every aspect of this investigation.
Very cooperative, except for maybe the most important fact of all, that you were at the murder scene with the victims just minutes before they died. Right?
I did not tell them that I went to the kennel.
We'll take a break at this time for about 15 minutes talking to the jury.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates and pieces from the court case. And, of course, full trial coverage at the end of the day. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.